New York. Home port, open ocean, and a casino that goes dark. A full day in one of the world's great cities, and a few things that make New York different from every other port on the schedule. New York is a hard port to write about concisely, because there is simply too much of it. More than almost any other stop on a cruise itinerary, New York resists being summarized. It is the kind of place where 10 crew members can spend the same day ashore and come back with 10 completely different experiences, and all of them will be worth hearing about. What can be said with certainty is that it is a good port. A long one, usually running from around 7 in the morning until 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and very often a home port, which comes with its own particular rhythm. The home port factor. If New York is your ship's home port, which it often is for vessels operating on East Coast, Bermuda, or transatlantic itineraries, the day looks a little different from a standard port call. Turnaround days involve passenger embarkation and disembarkation, which means the ship is busy, the gangway has traffic, and the general energy on board is different from a mid-voyage stop. For casino and shop staff specifically, there is an additional consideration. The casino and duty-free shops cannot open until the ship clears the Hudson River and reaches international waters. That means even if you are back on board in the early afternoon, you may not be working until later in the evening. Factor that into your planning. It can actually free up more time ashore than a typical port call would suggest. Sailing delays are also more common out of New York than most other ports. Traffic in and out of the harbor, weather, and the logistics of a major home port turnaround all contribute to schedules that shift more than usual. Keep an eye on any crew announcements before you head too far from the terminal. Getting to the city. The cruise terminals in New York are located along the Hudson River on the west side of Manhattan, collectively known as the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, roughly between 46th and 55th Street on the west side. The location is one of the most convenient of any port in the world. You are approximately a 10 to 15 minute walk from Fifth Avenue. There is no shuttle to organize, no bus to wait for. Step off the ship, walk east, and you are in Midtown Manhattan. That proximity is not something to take for granted. Most ports require some form of transit to reach the city proper. New York puts you in the middle of one of the world's most interesting cities before you have finished your coffee. What crew tend to do in New York? Electronics shopping. This is probably the most consistent use of New York among international crew. Sales tax on electronics in New York State is lower than in most European countries, and the selection, both in-store and available for same-day pickup, is significantly broader than what most ports offer. Apple, Best Buy, B&H Photo, and a range of other retailers are all within easy reach of the terminal. If you have been putting off a purchase, New York is one of the better ports to make it. Coffee and connectivity. Virtually every coffee shop in New York has Wi-Fi, and the culture of sitting over a single coffee for an extended period without pressure is well established. If you need an hour or two to video call family, catch up on messages, or simply decompress in a quiet corner, New York makes that easy in a way that not every port does. Central Park. On a good weather day, Central Park is one of the more pleasant ways to spend a few hours in the city. It is 843 acres in the middle of Manhattan, large enough that you can find genuinely quiet spots even when the city around it is busy. The park is roughly a 20-minute walk from the terminal, or a short subway ride. Bethesda Terrace, the Reservoir, and Sheep's Meadow are all worth finding if you have time to wander. Just walking. New York is an exceptionally walkable city for anyone who is comfortable with a city grid. The blocks are consistent, the avenues run north-south, the streets run east-west, and most of what is interesting in Midtown and Lower Manhattan is reachable on foot from the terminal. A walk down Fifth Avenue, through Times Square down to the High Line, or across to the east side and back, covers a lot of ground without requiring any planning. A note on neighborhoods. New York is a large and varied city, and not all of it is equally comfortable to walk around without local knowledge. The areas immediately around the terminal and through Midtown Manhattan are well-traveled and straightforward. If you are heading further afield, into outer boroughs, or into neighborhoods you are less familiar with, it is worth asking a fellow crew member who knows the city before you go. This is not a warning against exploring. It is simply the same practical advice that applies to any major city in the world. New York is not uniquely dangerous, but like any city of its size, some areas warrant more awareness than others. And if you have picked up anything valuable in a Caribbean port, maybe leave it on board. Attractions worth knowing about. New York's list of worthwhile things to see and do is long enough to fill a separate article. Below is a practical overview, rather than an exhaustive guide. The High Line. One of the city's more distinctive public spaces, the High Line is a 1.45-mile elevated park built on a former freight railway on the west side of Manhattan, running roughly from 34th Street down to the Meatpacking District. It is free, it is close to the terminal, and it offers an unusual elevated perspective on the city. A good option if you want to walk and see something interesting without a ticket or a queue. The Empire State Building. The most iconic building in the New York skyline and a genuine landmark worth visiting if you have not been before. Observation decks on the 86th and 102nd floors offer 360-degree views of the city. Tickets range from around $44 to $79 depending on which decks you visit. Booking in advance is recommended to avoid waiting. One World Observatory. At 1,776 feet, One World Trade Center is the tallest building in the United States. The observation deck on the upper floors offers sweeping views of Manhattan, the harbor, and on a clear day, well beyond. The memorial pools at the 9/11 memorial below are worth spending time at, regardless of whether you go up. The two reflecting pools, each 1 acre in size, mark the footprints of the original towers, and are among the more quietly affecting public memorials in any city. The Metropolitan Museum of Art, one of the great art museums in the world, located on Fifth Avenue at the edge of Central Park. The collection spans 5,000 years across virtually every culture and medium. It is genuinely large enough that choosing a section or two in advance makes the visit more manageable. The Egyptian wing, the European paintings, the American wing, and the rooftop sculpture garden are all worth seeking out. Suggested admission applies. It is not mandatory. A 30 to 45-minute walk across one of the world's most recognizable bridges, with views of the Manhattan skyline, the harbor, and the Statue of Liberty in the distance. The pedestrian walkway sits above the traffic lanes, starting from the Manhattan side near City Hall and walking to Dumbo in Brooklyn, then back, is one of the more satisfying things you can do in the city for free. Times Square. It is loud, it is crowded, and it is genuinely worth seeing at least once. The density of light and signage at night is something that photographs do not fully capture. During the day, it is mostly a useful navigation landmark. In the evening, it becomes something else. If you are in the area, it requires no effort to see. It is essentially impossible to miss. Grand Central Terminal, often described as the most beautiful public space in New York City. Grand Central is a working train station that happens to be an architectural landmark. The main concourse, the ceiling, the light, it is worth walking through even if you are not catching a train. Located in Midtown, it is easy to include as part of a walking route between other stops. The Staten Island Ferry, free, runs frequently, and offers some of the best views of the Manhattan skyline and the Statue of Liberty available without paying for a boat tour. The ferry terminal is at the southern tip of Manhattan, in Lower Manhattan, further from the cruise terminal than most of the other options on this list, but worth knowing about if you are heading downtown. Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. Located in Midtown on 53rd Street, MoMA holds one of the world's most significant collections of modern and contemporary art. Ticket prices apply, and the museum draws significant visitor numbers, so allowing a couple of hours is reasonable. New York is the kind of port that some crew members will love immediately and others will find overwhelming. It is loud, it moves fast, and it does not particularly adjust its pace for visitors. But it also has more things to do, more things to see, and more ways to spend a day ashore than almost any other port on any itinerary, and that makes it one of the ports most worth having on the schedule, regardless of what you end up doing when you get off the ship. New York will have a different answer for you every time you visit. That is either its best quality or its most exhausting one, depending on the day.